Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I'm only 5'6 now. I told my dad, I'm like, yeah, by senior year, I'll probably be able to dunk. I swear I made that statement.
You were
statement.
Really banking on that growth spurt, weren't you?
I said a lot of dumb stuff when I was a kid. My dad looked at me like I was an alien. Like, what are you talking about, boy? It's not your fault you're not very athletic, but it is your fault you're that dumb.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Petrano.
A10 on Wisconsin's Morning News this Friday morning. Olympics update. Been checking in with Greg Pancake Hill, producer of the program. For our guy, Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek national team playing right now against Australia. They have to win today or they're done. Where are we at, G?
Okay. So they had a big lead in the third quarter. The problem is they only scored 9 points in the third quarter. Still leading, 71-65, 4 minutes to go in the fourth.
They have to win today, right?
Gotta
and then
win.
They need help?
Straight up. They don't need help if they win.
Really?
They need help if they lose.
And if they win? Because they haven't won
yet,
have
they?
And if
they win.
They?
Right, but no one else has won in their group stage either, which really helps.
Okay. Win and they're in for Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Greek national team. Would love to see them get to the quarterfinals. We'll keep an eye on that game for you this morning. On Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric's been out the week. I believe they were doing college visits, Michelle.
Okay.
That's in your future.
Ooh, scary.
One day, right? Driving all over the place or even flying to various destinations. One of my kids really was out there this last time around. I believe she's taken three like trips, two by car, one by plane. You get to this point in their lives where they've done the work, they've worked really hard, you know, and you want to reward that. And if you want an experience and you want to check this out, with this really important decision, okay, I'm at a point now where I'm like, do we have to go to all of them? Or can you just like...
all the colleges.
Narrow that list down a little bit, because it ain't free to go out and visit. But nonetheless, so that's where Eric's been this week. I'll be off next week, and you'll be back in as we're doing the family trip up north, which I have indicated I don't relax well. And folks who listen to the show probably think I could use that, but nonetheless, not really my style vacation. A great... family memories. We had a couple of spots we'd go up north that my aunts and uncles had places. One up near Boulder Junction, so that's way up north, past Minocqua. Beautiful area. And then one near Wausau. That's where I learned to water ski and fish. Water skiing, I should largely remain retired from after blowing up my hamstring last year, trying it at 50. Fishing, never took. Not a fisherman. Don't like sitting there in the boat. Got to do something. Got to move. Would way rather be in like a big city. Go visit museums, see the sights, do the stuff. Nonetheless, I love what happens to the family when you're away, right? Do you have an up north vacation or off the beaten path vacation?
Well, we're going to Galena, Illinois.
Okay, that's a little
bit
different.
Down south.
That's the walking and the shops and the whatnot.
Well, there's a bunch of nature stuff around there.
Oh, okay.
I think. I don't think I'm going to take my girls fishing, but do a little hiking.
So my favorite thing to do on this trip, though, and the reason I bring it up is I'm asking for advice. I legit still don't know what I'm going to do. One of these cool things, we go up near Crandon, and we're in a community called Leona, and they've got this thing called the Lumberjack Train. That right there is legit the Lumberjack Train, Michelle.
Now, is this a stop on your way to up north, or is this like something you do because it's right there?
Yeah, it's near the place where we stay. And... the Lumberjack Train takes you into the Lumberjack Camp in Leona, and they have a great logging tradition up there. And this camp is really interesting. It's now a museum, and they show you how they used to log 100 years ago and stuff, and the tools they used, and the men and women who are part of that, the people who cooked, and these really guys who just like took trees down with their bare hands, you know, pretty much, and these ancient tools. And it's extraordinary. And they go into sort of modern logging and reforestation and how to have sustainable logging. And just it's very interesting. And for me, it's like it's something to do.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting in a lawn chair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So also here, you take the little train, the Lumberjack train there into the camp, and you do these various things. You got a little gift shop there. And they also have a wishing well. And you know it's a wishing well because it says wishing well on it.
Okay, so you're not just randomly chucking coins into somebody's drinking water.
Correct, which people are wont to do. I mean, like, you know, anytime you have a fountain, people are throwing coins in there. That's the thing, right? You make a wish at whatever. So it occurred to me after the first year we went, so this will be our third year up in this area, I had made a wish in the wishing well, and it wasn't until after the event actually did occur that I remembered back. I'm like, hey, I wished for that. I threw a coin in on that particular wish.
And it was granted.
That's interesting. Wish granted.
Awesome.
So last year, Lumberjack Train, got to get to Lumberjack Train. I'd kind of forgotten about the well, but then there it was. It popped up again. I'm like, hey, wishing well. Yes, my wish was granted.
Let's do it again.
So I threw in on the wishing well again. That wish was granted. I am 2 for 2 on the wishing well in Leona, Wisconsin. I don't know if others have this experience, if it's really a magic well, but I'm doing pretty well there.
You know, I was on the website trying to find more information about this magical well, and it's not even like one of their attractions.
Well, it's going to be now.
It's going to be now.
This is going to be like one of those religious sites where people come and like ask for various things of
pilgrimage,
saints and whatnot.
Pilgrimage
site? Right, Deb?
Yeah. You have not said what those wishes were now that they have already been granted, so it's not like they won't come true.
Well, so I'm curious about that, what the rules are. So I have a number of questions that I would like to run by all of you listening right now and those here. First, right, can I say what the wishes were? Because you don't say a wish before it's been granted. Now that it's been granted, my feeling has been I wouldn't mind, and it's no big deal. Let me clarify, too. I didn't, you know, ask for world peace or something like that. They were
obviously
small.
Obviously, it didn't work yet.
Clearly, right? I'm not 1 for 1 on that. No, they were small, relatively trivial things. If they happened, great. If they didn't, okay. They weren't life or death or anything like that. But again, both of them came true. But my question on that is, could I even reveal now after the fact what it was that I wished for? Because I don't want to mess with the cosmic juju here.
That is a good point.
Right? So I'm going to leave it just at that, like what I told you.
Well, we still don't know what it is that creates the granting of the wishes. Is it the attitude around the wish? Is it the size of the wish? The capability or the actual ability for the wish to happen kind of thing rather than something that's kind of far-fetched?
Leads me to my next question, the real important question. What do I wish for this time? Like, I'm 2 for 2. So one reasoning could be, all right, keep with it. These smaller things that have, you know, a chance in reality of occurring, and you just give it that little extra nudge from the fates or whoever is in charge of the wishes there, and let's see if we can go 3 for 3. Or am I a fool? Dude, you got a wishing well here. Powerball jackpot.
I think after 3, you could probably be like, okay, I'll go big next year.
I have to give it one more test.
One more test, and it's like you're manifesting positivity. So you're putting it into the universe that this is going to happen, and it's a small thing right now, but next year you can go big.
Or,
and then buy me a pony.
Or is the third time the charm here?
That's what I mean. I don't want to burn it. Like, what if I don't get up to Leona again? I mean, that would be the plan, but gotten some advice on the WTMJ talk and text line, which, by the way, is 855-616-1620. Wish for the Brewers to go to the World Series. I would offer a quick amendment on that. I would wish for the Brewers to win the World Series. How Milwaukee
better.
Was that?
Better wish.
But just would be great to have a series again. No, we want to win the thing this time. But okay, that's good. This person said, remember Bruce Almighty and all the people praying to win the lottery won $1 or something like that. So, right, you got to be specific. I can't just say I want to win the lottery. A lot of folks win the lottery.
Right. You could win $1 off a scratch-off ticket.
Right.
And
that's
that would
not
be
what I'm looking for.
Winning the lottery.
No, I'm looking for the jackpot. So we'd have to be very specific on that. Other suggestions. Wish for greater appreciation and enjoyment of nature. So playing off the relaxation. That's kind of nebulous, though. I want a measurable wish. I want to know if we got it.
Were there instructions anywhere around this wishing well?
No, it just said
like
wishing
that you
well.
Get 1 or 2 or 3 or a genie pops out or something of those lines. There's a rule, no wishing for more wishes.
Yeah, right. That one should go, right. I wish for infinite wishes. No, I don't think you can do that. I wish for your daughter to find a college and love it. Okay, fair enough. And that would be measurable. But so that leads me to yet another question too on the wishing well. So is it incumbent upon me now as a good and decent person to know that this is working and therefore to wish something for someone else?
No, you give your kids their own coins.
Here's your quarter. Go there ahead you go. And throw it in. You take your wish. Don't take my wish.
But then you have to tell them that they need to make it, you know, measurable and attainable and all those specific things.
Yes.
Or know. Is it like a slot machine where like you're building it up and then all of a sudden you go and then the next person actually gets the wish?
I don't know if it works like that. I guess we will see. Final piece of advice here shared on the WTMJ Talk and Text Line. Wish not to blow up your leg while water skiing this year. All right. Thank you. And we're done here. 8:20 on Wisconsin's Morning News. On this Friday morning, Wisconsin's Morning News. Michelle Richards in for Eric today. A classically bizarre Milwaukee story to share with you this morning. Okay, now, that's not okay, because for some local children, this story is actually heartbreaking. So I don't think we should be doing sound effects for this story. It would not be appropriate. All right, seriously enough, though, somewhere in Milwaukee, presumably at the moment, are a couple of goats. They are still missing from a children's-based nonprofit that's centered at 35th and Lisbon in Milwaukee called Our Next Generation. Story in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. They support students 5th grade through high school with various programming. And one of the things they have, Michelle, is they've got some goats. And the article says 7 goats in all, or at least they had 7. Tamal Hazelwood runs the farming and ecology program since somebody stole 4 goats, or at least released them. So this happened apparently in late July. They got a call that the goats were missing. And the students, the kids, they love the goats. And
well, yeah.
Right? They go out, they have jobs to help feed them and to take care of them. And it's part of this program. And so apparently some of the goats do have names. In the piece in JS by Tristan Hernandez, Violet, Brown Sugar, Blizzard are some of the goats' names. Not sure if any of those are among the missing. Says the kids love the goats. They're upset that a couple remain missing. Of course, you would expect that. 2 have since been recovered. Doesn't say how. If they were just like discovered wandering around or if they found their way back. But presumably, unless somebody over there is harboring the goats, they're just out somewhere. So if you do happen to see a couple of goats wandering about town, they do belong to someone. They belong to these kids and they would very much like them back. All right, I said we weren't going to. Taking a serious turn, I do want to make sure that, all right, we do weigh in on what's going on over at UWM. And this is not good. Like, I got one of my 2 kids, not the one who's on an international tour of universities, but my other son, at least has UWM on his perspectives list. And as so many parents throughout Wisconsin and elsewhere are looking, where are we going to send our children for their future, for their education, for all of these things, they consider in this very competitive environment a lot of things. I mean, the school has to choose you, but you also got to choose the school, right? Mm-hmm. And what's happening at UWM is unsettling. Let me read this to you. My trust in university leadership is broken. It's one of the closing lines in this explosive public resignation letter that came from the chief of police for the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So UWM has its own police force, as do many colleges and universities. UW-Madison has one, got one over at Marquette. They have a police force. And so that's why you're saying chief of police, UWM. That's what that is. It's just for UWM police. And he was the chief. He has come out with that statement saying that he's got all sorts of problems with what's going on over there. UWM is blasting the former chief now in this counter statement. Both have been presented here in news coverage on WTMJ, but I'll summarize this way. The former chief, his name is David Salazar, abruptly resigned on Thursday. So he released his resignation letter to the media at the same time as submitting it apparently to the university. In it, he claims that UWM is not taking investigations of anti-Semitism on campus seriously. Additionally, that he has been the target of a bogus disciplinary investigation and process, and that as a result, he's just out. This issue of anti-Semitism on campus has been important across the country, as well as, in particular, UW-Madison and UWM. We had the campus protests. We had just a day or two ago, a number of campus groups now suspended, being accused of anti-Semitic behavior. So this is all happening under that lens. UWM calls the allegations false. And I'll read you part of their statement. UWM is deeply disappointed in David Salazar's resignation through the media. He was the subject of a misconduct investigation that began in March. They say it was in the final stages. They say his allegations are gross misstatements and contrary to any facts. UWM is also deeply disappointed that he chose to make false accusations against the institution and its employees to deflect against his own misdeeds. What exactly do we have here?
He said, they said.
Right? And there's no way really to know at this point. Now, he doesn't say it explicitly, but if you read between the lines, it appears what Salazar is doing here is saying, yeah, I blew the whistle here on UWM. They weren't reacting. They weren't dealing with this problem of anti-Semitism on campus. I took that up to Jay Rothman, who's the president of the Universities of Wisconsin, and they didn't like that, and so the emperor strikes back. Suddenly, I'm under investigation. Suddenly, we have this quote-unquote investigation, and they're trying to shut me up, so I quit. I expect we've not heard, at least haven't heard that it's going to happen, but I would expect a full investigation by the Universities of Wisconsin, by President Rothman, by the Board of Regents, perhaps even hire a third party to vet out all these allegations. Because it may be as Salazar says, or it may be that he's not a good guy, right? And had him under investigation, wasn't going well for him, saw the handwriting on the wall, blew himself up to create all of this smoke and talk about all these other things to distract from what UWM calls his own misdeeds. But at this point, we don't know. I don't know Salazar, don't know some of the other officials he cites in his resignation letter, so we don't know what's happened behind the scenes. I think the Board of Regents needs to step in and sort that out and be transparent with the public. Tell us the results of whatever investigation that you have. Because for UWM, you've got thousands of students there. I think there are over 20,000 enrollment just trying to get an education. And most of them probably don't want these distractions. They're trying to maintain enrollment across the system. They want to recruit new students. I mean, which way do you want it here at UWM? But either one of these outcomes isn't right. No matter who's right, it's not good. And then you've got another headache for Rothman, who's running the whole system. He's trying to stabilize the universities. You got Pointy McChancellor over there in La Crosse. He had to deal with that all the second semester last year and into the summer. You got smaller campuses closing. There's downsizing. He's got protests on campus. Now he's got a he said, they said at the second largest university in the state. So got to get it cleaned up. Got to do a full investigation and report back to us transparently. 8:30 on Wisconsin's Morning News. On Wisconsin's Morning News. Olympics update. Greece did win. Yaji?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Greek national team did get that victory today at the Olympics. They are still alive for an opportunity to advance to the quarterfinals. What has to happen now?
Let's go España. Spain's okay.
Spain's
got to beat Canada in order for Greece to make it.
Okay, Canada's been rolling.
What was the differential?
Good question. I read somewhere it's 9. Don't quote me on that one. No, I should probably know more than that, but I know that it's the Australia was 9 points.
Okay.
Simone Biles got hers. She wins the all-around gold medal. Suni Lee for the Americans wins the bronze, and it was the Brazilian in the middle there with the silver.
Okay. Rebecca Andrade. Yeah. I'm not saying that right at all.
Extraordinary backstory on her, right? Grew up very poor in Brazil.
Yep, in the slums of Brazil. Saw a story last night. She had to move away from home at like the age of 9 to pursue these gymnastics goals.
Yes, off to young Jedi training.
Just crazy. I mean, I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old. Like, can I imagine shipping any of them? Even my 12-year-old, forget it. No.
Yeah, sometimes I like to you. Ship them somewhere. So the question was raised about Simone Biles because one of the things that she does so well is her floor exercise. It's amazing to watch. And when she does the bing, 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 and she gets up so high, what do they have her at, like 12 feet?
12 feet. So there's a question going around now. Can Simone Biles dunk a basketball? Can she dunk?
And who is asking this question?
Kevin Durant.
I can totally see
Katie wants to know
that.
If she can dunk.
I think she can.
I think he went on Twitter and said, I really believe Goat Biles can catch a lob and finish. Hashtag bounce.
Wow, I wonder. I mean,
100%,
obviously, math is there.
Absolutely she can.
But it's a different kind of jumping.
True, but if she were to do one of her runs up to, like, even just one of the easy flips, and as she flips up to the top, somebody throws it to her, she dunks right there, yeah, no problem. It's like walk in the park for her, I bet.
She's 4'8".
Wow.
Nowhere near and 100% your average basketball
springs.
Player.
Her legs are springs.
Well, and people are pointing out, like, well, what about the bouncy gymnastics floor that she's using to...
The bing, 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 bing.
But those floors are not designed to make them jump any higher. They're designed to absorb the impact of their landings.
Oh, so they don't assist in the height? It's not a heist assist.
Not like it's a springboard, that's for sure.
It's not a springboard.
Mm-hmm. So she could go out on a hardwood floor and jump 12 feet, you think? And
do
dunk.
You think she'd have to do a flip into that jump? Or
that's what
think,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
straight
something
up jump.
Like that, yeah.
It's a great question. I was telling the story.
Round off into a backhand spring. Dunk!
I told my dad when I was a freshman in high school at like 5'2" then. I'm only 5'6" now. I told my dad, I'm like, yeah, by senior year, I'll probably be able to dunk. I swear I made that statement.
You were
statement.
Really banking on that growth spurt, weren't you?
I said a lot of dumb stuff when I was a kid. My dad looked at me like I was an alien. Like, what are you talking about, boy? Like, it's not your fault you're not very athletic, but it is your fault you're that dumb. You're not going to be able to dunk.
Ouch. Come on.
He didn't say that. I know what he was probably thinking it. Dunking's hard. But now this has to be a thing. We have to see it.
Okay, so the math is there. An NBA rim sits at 10 feet high.
Yeah.
So if you need to get like 10 foot 6 to successfully dunk.
Totally easy.
Yeah.
Either that or roll out a basket right next to the floor routine floor and let her do it that way.
Nah, I need, no.
You want
a
wood floor?
I need to see it on a gym floor.
I think she can still do it on a wood floor, honestly.
Yep. And if they want to lob her one, that's fine. Alley-oop is good. She doesn't have to reverse it or anything. I need to see the dunk. I'm not saying she can't. Like, I'm saying I want to see it. This has to be a thing now.
This has to be a challenge.
Right. She has to be done with gymnastics after this. I mean, there's coaching or whatever. Maybe another World Games, but like, dude, hang it up. You're the greatest of all time.
Hashtag the goat can dunk.
She's coming to Pfizer, so.
Oh,
yeah. That's right.
Keep the hoop down.
Right. Let's get her a basketball.
Hashtag the goat can dunk.
All right. Maybe I'll go out there and give it a shot, too.
Might as well.
It's a matter of time.
Show you, Dad.
844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. .846 on Wisconsin's Morning News. You know, with Eric off all week, got to give a shout out to Greg Pancake Hill, who produces the program. I lean on Greg a little bit more with Eric out, so appreciate all your help, my friend.
Hey, right back at you.
All right, well, here's your last shot. Every day we talk about... What do we do on the show? What do we do tomorrow? What do we do later this week? Sometimes the ideas make it in, sometimes they don't. So typically we ask Greg Pancake Hill to produce a little something with the leftovers in a segment we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
If you're the man!
I'm not a wrestling fan, but I do love that. I love him doing the If You Can Smell. I do get excited for that. The biggest matchup in the ring for The Rock since the mid-2000s, and $6 million is at stake. And no, it is not dangling above a cage in a suitcase, but more on that in a moment. If you don't already know, the former wrestler, superstar, entrepreneur, actor, and sports league owner, among many of the titles of one Dwayne The Rock Johnson, has found himself in a little bit of a quandary with who, you may ask. No, it's not John Cena. It's not Roman Reigns. It's the United States Army. So, as you may or may not already know, The Rock is a majority owner of the XFL, formerly known as the XFL, to the NFL. It was a sort of alternative to NFL football, and it did not work.
Nope.
Never did. Didn't 20 years ago. They tried to bring it back. Also didn't work. So it's now turned into the UFL, which is now supposed to be an alternative to the NFL, more like a feeder league, right? Sort of a minor league to the NFL, or at least that's the hope long term. So the UFL and The Rock, they entered a partnership with the United States Army. The Army hoping to capitalize on this new market of football fans, because let's face it, a deal with the UFL is a much cheaper price tag than it would be with the NFL and their partnership. So in accordance with commercials that play during the broadcast and messaging in and around the stadiums, that was kind of the promise. In addition to this partnership, The Rock himself promised to create social media posts promoting the Army. Not a bad play. The Rock has 360 million followers on Instagram. 369 million followers. Do not get that confused. That's 300 million people follow this man on Instagram.
Wow.
That's one way to reach a lot of people easily,
yeah,
right?
Sure, right.
Make a social post, they see it, there it is. And we all know about this, right? Promise social posts. Let me bring in Vince Vitrano here. Just a few less Instagram followers, but still does similarly the same thing.
Well, to some of the partners that I work with, I do promise, like, hey, when we work together, sure, when like orthopedic associates when I blow up my leg and it gets better, I say thank you to them. Yes.
It's called capitalizing. Okay. That's what the Army tried to do. So you may say, how did The Rock do it? Maybe I follow The Rock on Instagram. I didn't see any posts. That's because he didn't make any. He did not fulfill on his promise. He posted two posts about the Army about like 7 or 8 months ago, and that was it. They promised 5 posts. They valued each post at about $1 million apiece.
5. That's what he had to do.
5. That's all. I say all. He also has a team, by the way. Like, I don't know if he's sitting there with his phone clicking and clacking.
5.
And being like, hashtag Army. Yeah, like that. 5 is all he had to do. He did 2 of them, and that's it. So you may say, didn't you say $6 million earlier? The site military.com has an article and it cites, it is unclear how the Army came up with the number 6 million, but that's what they're looking for in due to the missed social media posts. So there's more to it, right? They're like, hey, by the way, he didn't do the post. Also, a wrinkle that the Army claims is a, quote, catastrophic deal. The hope to bolster recruiting fell flat. The Army's claiming that no one, not one single recruit, was signed off of this humongous multi-million dollar deal. I'm not really sure how they quantify that. Is that like maybe it's a survey? Like, hey, welcome to the Army. How did you hear about us?
Yeah, how did you find us?
You know what I mean?
Right. Oh,
plenty
I heard
commercials.
Vinny talk about you on the radio.
Exactly.
Oh, I heard Mercurius say to go to Fox and Hounds. How did you find us here at the Army? The Rock told me to come.
Exactly right.
And fully 0 people have said that.
0 people have come in, and it gets even better than that. The Army not only claimed that they didn't sign 0 people, they lost recruits during this campaign. They say they lost 38 recruits due to the lack of the recruiting promise. So there might be something to this. Now, I know someone who had a friend, went to the UFL game, part of like a timeout, part of like, you know, stoppage in play, maybe during half day. They literally signed people to the Army during, on the field. They were on the Jumbotron. They signed on the dotted line. You're in the Army now. So if you're kind of putting the math together, you could make the argument that these 38 recruits that dipped out were signees at UFL games. And were like, I was promised I was going to meet Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and I didn't. So I'm out.
You're in the foxhole with Dwayne.
That's where they stole it to you. So it's just an absolute, just a disastrous deal. Now, here's funny. The Army might have a case here, though. One internal Army document pointed out, quote, inexperienced UFL staff caused numerous breakdowns in communication. They said the UFL lack of experience liaising. Thank you. Between brand networks was very apparent during the planning process and created a significant amount of additional work. They went negative on the deal. So they're searching for $6 million from Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's the U.S. Army for you. And they're coming for you, Rock. They're going to do it. Tune to $6 million.
WTMJ, W277-CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Pretty nice weekend ahead. It's a shame they had to cancel the comedy show on the main stage at Wisconsin State Fair on Thursday, opening night of the fair, but things look good for today. Some morning clouds, isolated shower possible, and then sunshine this afternoon, high of 85. Beautiful night ahead, clear skies and a low of 71. Mostly sunny Saturday, high of 87 degrees, a little bit cooler near the lake, and Sunday, just a chance of a late day storm, otherwise partly cloudy and 87 degrees. Wisconsin State Fair gates open at 10 o'clock once again this morning. Michelle, appreciate the week.
Great to be here. I hope you have a wonderful, relaxing vacation.
Yes.
I hope you're able to relax and that all your wishes come true.
Yes, and I wish you have a great week ahead. WTMJ's Political Power Hour, live from Wisconsin State Fair with Steve Scavini, is coming up next. We blew a gasket on the grave.